Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, and even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might sell you just credit monitoring or a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/protected. Protect yourself now at aura.com/protected.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Well, good morning. It is a fine and dandy Wednesday here at the Gas Digital Studios in New York City. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and I am pleased as punch to be joined by a group of very funny, talented people. Next to me, one of the funniest guys in the world, and very proud to call him a friend, JP McDade. How you doing, man?
You freaking guys. Oh, my God. I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Great to see you. Thank you very much for your time. Across the table from me, joining us again, stalwart of the show, another one of my favorite people, Molly Vivan. How are you?
Amazing tits swollen.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. And next to her, joining us for the first time, it is our new friend, Heather May. How are you?
Doing well. Also tits swollen.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here. Let's knock plugs out of the way. JP, what do you want people to check out, dog?
Just find me on the internet. McDade Baby on Instagram. JP McDade Comedy on YouTube. Got a special called In Brooklyn on YouTube. Go check it out.
Very good. Molly?
Instagram, how did I get so sexy? Yeah, that's it.
Wonderful. Heather, I believe you've got some stuff to plug.
I do. Actually, I'm going on tour with you. So Whoa. June 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th will be in Northern Indiana and all over Michigan.
Yep, that's the amazing Amico Bros World Tour. Heather and I will be doing a stand-up show. And then my brother, Crack Amico, will be doing a full concert. Why? Because I'm not following music. And so come on out to that. You can find me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. Punchup.live/Zach Amico to get all those tickets. And hey, if you enjoy this program, go to gasdigital.com and use my promo code ZOO, ZOO. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows from the last decade, the live chat, as well as our Friday bonus episode. So thank you so much for tuning in. Boy, did I take a hot one last night. Real. It was really nice after taping my special over the weekend. Real nice to be humbled in the bowels of hipster Brooklyn.
Return to Earth.
Oh, boy. I knew it was coming. I knew I was owed one for how good my tapings went. And, oh, boy, did I get... And I just did my stuff I knew worked. And oh boy, did they not care for you, boy. Shout out to Napoleon Emil and Zion Dugi for booking me at Alphaville.
Oh, I did that show. That's a good show.
It is a very good show. It is a very good show. They just did not like the shit I was providing.
It's the post special glow. The wad is shot.
Yeah, it was not just a lot of stern women who were very upset wanted to have a talk with me after the show about my material and explain to me why I shouldn't do jokes about what I do jokes about.
You got called into the office?
Yeah, I got called into the office and I wouldn't give it to them. She was like, "You were doing good until those last few jokes you did, and you understand why you shouldn't do those. They just murdered at my special."
Love that when they diagram the whole set. Like, this is where you went wrong. I would have done this. It's like, yes. You were sitting down during the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And oh boy, did they. By the time I got into my impression of a retarded woman, they did not care for you, boy. But very fun night, regardless. And it's a great show. I liked it if you and
Crack went on tour as brothers, just to have like your parents there, but they're like two completely normal people in like khakis and button downs. Like,
we should hire actors to be our parents.
We're so proud of our boys.
That would be so great. But we got to do a family photo. We got to go to like a Walmart.
Yes, get some glamour
shots. And get a sit down family photo.
We can arrange this.
Oh yeah,
we have a tour manager and myself that play very good parents.
Yeah, that'll be great.
We clean up nicely. You guys on the beach, like hanging on each other as the sun sets.
We're gonna be right at the beach.
Yeah,
that's perfect. I think we've got a plan.
Finest beaches in Indiana. Truly.
I think we've got a plan. But I want to be like dressed like a child.
Yes, overalls.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, sailor suit.
Sorry, sir. There's nothing that goes over all that. You have not found a garment.
Overalls are one of my the one thing I know I can still get into. They do make them for men of a certain girth.
It's technically not a onesie. It's like a 1.8Z.
It's a 3Z. All right. So we had a couple silly stories to look at today. Let's start fun. RFK Jr. snatches two snakes off Dr. Oz's patio. I gotta tell you, don't agree with the man on many things, but every once in a while, he catches me, and I go, this son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. He's the little boy in the overalls, catching toads.
Yeah, he's just out there having a good time, having abs, working out in jeans with Kid Rock. What do you want out of life?
Fuck, it's a garter snake. it's not venomous.
He's probably trying desperately to get attention off what Mulaney said about him.
Oh, did he pop off on him again? I didn't see
that.
He did a bit in his Netflix as a joke set where he's describing RFK and Cheryl Hines. He's married to the very nice woman from Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he cheats on her like a dog and everyone knows. A Kennedy cheating. Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
All right, so let's check out the video, Shannon. However you're supposed to catch snakes, that's not it.
Just reading the body language of the snakes, it seems like they wanted to be left alone.
Yeah,
I don't think you're supposed to hold them by the tail.
You're supposed to catch them by the head so they can't get around to...
These Kennedys have no fucking life skills. They have no survival instincts.
Well, I'm going to go get in a single prop plane.
They just look like black racers, though. Like nothing.
That's
bad
what they
can
are.
Happen.
Yeah.
I used to do that when I was like 7.
Yeah,
I'm not
get a little
impressed
closer
by
the mic,
RFK.
Honey.
Sorry.
Is he trying to act cool about getting bit by a snake? Trying to shrug it off.
I mean,
off
it
like
is pretty badass.
Yeah.
I did try that, and
I think
got
part of it
right there.
Yeah.
It was
how bad
not,
was it? What kind of snake?
Oh God, brown in a lake ish. I don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Probably a garter snake.
Probably.
Okay.
And I was in like waders the whole thing. We were there teaching kids like nature shit. And
you get bit by a snake.
And I thought I was going to be real cool and catch the snake the correct way, and I didn't quite make it, and it got me right there.
Damn. So you go for the head.
Yeah.
You
right behind.
Yeah. I still bragged about it the whole time. The kids thought I was very cool. So
just discreetly injecting anti-venom.
Yeah.
Like nothing's wrong.
No, that I was quickly told, not poisonous, not
That's
poisonous.
Good. So it wasn't like a water
It could have been an RFK thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I feel like RFK is trying to prove that snake bites cure autism.
I was literally going to say the same thing.
We need to harvest the anti-venom.
Tylenol causes it.
We need to harvest the anti-venom. I don't know, man. I want to hate him, but he came here once and he was so charming. He had whatever that Kennedy thing is, dude, that's real.
Yeah.
He looks you in the eye and shakes your hand and you're like, I trust you. And he's a lunatic. I knew he was a lunatic when I shook his hand. And I went, I like him. All right, moving on. This is very interesting to me. Marlon Wayans defends relationship with Dave Chappelle despite having transgender child. Shannon, which way is which transition direction is Marlon Wayans' child?
AC or DC?
Yes.
Let me double check. I believe it's boy to girl. Let me just double check.
Okay. So I feel like for a black guy, having your daughter become a man is almost like a double win. Because then you got a stud.
Just watching hoops.
Yeah, yeah. Then you get to ball out.
And they're so sexy.
Studs?
Yeah.
Just slap boxing with your with your daughter turned son.
Yeah. Just fucking punch her right in the tits. You're going to have to get rid of those if you want to fight, girl.
Marlon knows something. He probably knows that Dave on his next special is going to come out as trans.
Yes.
It's going to be Dove Chappelle.
Full circle.
Yep. It's very possible.
That's why she has been talking about it on the last four or five specials.
Yeah, she's been dealing with it in her own way.
A lot of dysphoria.
I guessed in completely the wrong direction. I was only two choices, but it was a boy.
Oh, he got himself. Look, look how proud he is of his stud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just looks cool.
Kind of turned into Jalen Brunson a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a... I hate to be presumptuous, and I hope this isn't a stereotype. I feel like for a black guy of that age, that's a much easier sell than the other way around.
Even for me, it's a much easier sell.
Yeah.
Like, I think female to male trans people are way more chill. Like... By far, out of every, I feel like I
judging
know
based on internet angriness, yeah.
But even just in my personal life, I feel like the other way around. It's just I will always acknowledge a trans woman is a woman because I will call them a woman. But like at the end of the day, they were a man, so they have something in them that is inherently a little bad. So it's a little bit they're a little fucking crazy.
I was gonna say, I was gonna say maybe they're literally getting injected with crazy, and that could also be part of it.
Look it up.
But the other way around also takes stuff.
Yes, it does.
Testosterone.
Yes, of course. I'm not saying one's good and one's bad.
Everybody's getting stuff cut off. Everyone's getting stuff reattached. The bottom line is, we know. That we're getting a multicam sitcom on the WB about this.
Of course.
It's involving the Wayans family. That's true. Already greenlit.
I really hope so.
22 episodes.
Oh, dude, that would be great if it said the Wayans sisters and then it crosses out. Mm-hmm. And it's brothers part
Even
two.
Even more brothers.
Even more Wayans brothers.
That's what we need.
They keep finding ways to make more Wayans brothers.
There's
will
nothing.
They do whiteface?
There's nothing
Once
funnier.
Again, please.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the compilation videos where they'll ask studs, what's your stud name, and then what's your birth name? And you watch them drop the bit for a second, and they're so in on it, and it's so fucking funny. Shannon, if you could look that up after we do this story, but tell us about it.
It's like.
So he basically said, I can read the quote, he said, I wouldn't hang with Dave if he was full of hate. I don't hang with people like that. I know Dave's heart and his intention isn't to punch down. Dave wants to freely tell his jokes, and if you're going to be anti-comedy, then he's going to keep attacking you until you learn to have a sense of humor. He's just standing there and defending his front line as a comedian. He also goes on to say that he had a role for him in the next scary movie. He supports like his journey as
it's
a comedian.
It's a 4-hour monologue.
He supports his role as a comedian and also supports his child's journey as a trans person, so it's all love.
Well, there you go. I think there's... Do you think when they cut her tits off, they did the Requiem for a Dream pan out?
Oh, my God.
I forget that he's in that. I get it, man. Supporting it. You can support both.
Yeah.
I don't think this is barely news, right? Is
no,
a good dad. Man is good dad and good friend.
Yeah.
As long as the Wayans kid smokes.
Yeah.
He's fine with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
He can hang. Doesn't matter good, what dad, you transition to or from.
Yeah, as long as they're... I think we got to take it easy. Let's smoke and be cool again. I feel like it's coming back. Get rid of all these vapes. Get rid of the vapes.
I know.
Go back to cigs, dude. Fuck it. If you're going to do it, do it. Don't have
fashion emphysema. No more of this popcorn lung bullshit. Yeah. Let's get some real diseases back in the mix.
If I'm going to get cancer, I don't want to get it from cotton candy air.
That's right.
I want to get it from fucking cigs. Like a goddamn person. Yeah. I want to go outside and go, can I borrow a cig? As a way to leave a bar as I'm stuck talking to an open micer who's cornered me.
Yes. Because doing this for somebody's vape is kind of gay.
Yeah. I don't think you can borrow another man's vape. Maybe a weed pen is different.
Yes.
But... No, my lady, a beautiful woman doesn't squeeze her own vape, please.
There's got to be dudes that hang out outside of bars with vapes just to do that.
Respect.
I used to keep a light. I've always kept a lighter on me, even though I don't smoke.
Something Boomhauer would do.
Yeah, 100%. I always kept a lighter on me just because it's a way to...
Yeah.
Interact with people. One time Yamanika took me to an all black night and I was afraid of not making friends, so I went across the street and bought a pack of Newports and threw one in the street and put it in my front pocket,
just being like, I've got to have some of their currency with me if I go into their realm,
buddy.
Did it work?
It worked.
Yeah.
I made a lot of I got business cards for like 8 different barbershops. It went well. That was a fun night.
You had the cleanest edge up of your life. Currency. After that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The DJ literally turned the music off when I walked in. He did the bricker. And he went, man, what the fuck? Yeah, but he goes, you want to go to a big girl party with me? And I was like, yeah. And then we got in the cab, and it just kept going. I was like, I was like, are we crossing state
lines?
They
go past 180?
I didn't know how far the streets went. And, dude, it was fucking... Me and Yamanika were the runts of the litter. The women there were... Some of the women there, I couldn't tell if they were furniture. And there was just dudes orbiting them. Every dude there looked like CeeLo.
It's a whole solar system.
Oh, dude, it was I've never seen a club with so much seating. They had to have borrowed couches from every other business on the block because none of them matched. And they went, listen.
Barbershop closes and the club opens, they move the couch.
Yes.
Yeah, to have more seating.
It was none of the couches matched. And I think they went, listen, these girls have about 3 minutes apiece on their feet. Let's keep them comfy.
They're all SSBBWs.
Yeah, they were some biggins.
I went to Yamanika's place one time because I was working with her on like a roast thing, and we were writing jokes, and like we went outside because she was smoking a cig, still a cool person left, and we were up in Harlem, and someone was walking by, and they were like mad that she was talking to me, and they were like, I'm paraphrasing here. But he was like, hey, they don't like fellas. And I was like, I didn't know what to say. I didn't say anything. She said something back, but in my head, I was like, hey, I like fellas just fine.
For a while, dated a goth black chick with like purple dreadlocks and stuff and a bunch of piercings. Mm-hmm. And every time we walked through Union Square, a black guy would just try and take her. Like, just try and grab her. Like I did it. Like, he was going to grab her and she was going to turn back.
He's and like, sweetie, we'll figure out whatever this shit is.
Well, the saying only goes one way.
Yeah, he's like, honey, where you go? He's like, I can save you. Like, he just looked miserable for me.
Once you go, Zach, you never go back.
That's true.
There we go.
Well, no, now she's gone. She is now in the same realm as Marlon Wayne's daughter.
I see. Oh. I see.
I've turned two. Thank you.
That's impressive.
Thank you. I'm starting to think it's me. My drummer from my old
band. You're a portal to another dimension.
My drummer from my old band and my keyboard player transitioned into women. And my two of the girls I dated in college transitioned into men. I'm starting to think it's me.
You're just creating safe spaces.
I think maybe I'm just very progressive.
I like the symmetry,
though.
You
feel so safe around you, Zach.
Yeah. And then all the times me and my friend double-teamed girls... Now that's a great story about me and two beautiful women.
Yeah.
Because I'm progressive, and I'm not going to dead name them. That was me and two beautiful women. One just had a giant cock that the other girl liked way more than mine.
Which women can have giant cocks anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a humiliating three-way.
The girl every thought time, she got double-teamed. It was just you.
Every time I was on vagina, about 30 seconds in, she's like, so you guys want to switch back? But then my friend could not maintain rigidity.
I see.
And so, unfortunately,
the yin and the yang.
Unfortunately, she got the backup.
You got promoted from co-pilot to pilot.
Yeah, yeah. and she was not thrilled. And then she asked both of us if we would sleep over, and we both said no. And then we found out that her sister was having a party, and they stopped the party to listen. And an entire high school class, because we were all in college, an entire high school class listened to this girl's sister get double teamed by two fucking weirdo goth guys, which I can only imagine made its way around school pretty quick.
Yeah. And they all talked about how she was disappointed.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. Another time, that same person that we both took girls back to an apartment, and I finished way too fast, and the girl angrily smoked and stared at me while we just heard the other girl getting her back blown out. And I could see I should have just fucked him with her. What did I do?
It's like when a basketball player gets into foul trouble early.
Yeah.
You just got to go to the bench.
She was pissed.
But it's honestly never too late. Like, she could have problem
solved. We wound up consolidating.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we wound up turning it into just the four of us.
Yeah.
You know, that's the fun part of being a goth in your early 20s. Right. There are no rules. You know, JP.
Oh, for sure.
Group, you know about group sex with all your goth friends.
Sure,
it happens.
It was in high school for me. It was a group of one. Let me tell you, it was less than group sex.
Technically, any sex with me is group sex.
There wasn't even a pair. Yeah.
Hey guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. PowerBrainCoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right. We have a possible serial killer on the loose, ladies and gentlemen. New details on three women found dead, partially naked, at Mexico tourist hotspot. Shannon.
Okay, so the title is a little bit clickbaity because they were... No, it's not your fault, though. They did it. So people are concerned because they're so close together, but they're currently saying that there isn't a tie between like how the three were killed, but they were all in their mid-30s and had tattoos and were discovered within the space of 11 days
and all stripped.
No, so one, the most recent one was found and it said she was missing a shoe, but she was wearing like a stretchy shorts and a black shirt. Yeah,
so this just sounds like consequences of Mexico.
Yeah.
Or Frog himself is a serial killer. Goes all the way to
I've
the top.
I've suspected that for a long time. All that free tequila? Come on.
There's got to be ulterior motives there. And Shannon, were they all killed differently?
So it seems like because they're investigating, like they're holding on to the details very tightly right now, but they were all in this same like town, I guess, Jalisco. and yeah, within the 11 days. One of them they think might be this missing girl who's 22. I could show you her missing thingy-jiggy.
Sure.
But they haven't confirmed any of the identities yet, not publicly.
I bet we got a serial killer. Isn't the most prolific serial killer from Mexico?
Let me see.
I believe the person that has the record was...
Oh. Albert Fish, and it's a translation of Albert Pescado.
I believe the hot... Because a lot of the people that have the highest numbers are bullshit.
Juan Wayne Gacy?
Yeah. I mean, he did kill construction workers. He did kill day laborers.
The most prolific serial killer is from Colombia.
Colombia, okay. Same and is thing. That the... were they like a war... What was their deal? It was a warlord?
His name is Luis Garavito, and he confessed to torturing and murdering at least 193, but potentially over 300 children and teenagers in the 1990s.
Yep, that'll do it.
Did he say why?
I suspect that was inflated.
Yeah.
They wouldn't stop playing with those damn Tamagotchis.
I know Henry Lee Lucas gets a high body count, but he was just bullshitting.
Yeah.
Because they would give him special privileges.
Yeah.
Like he would get strawberry milkshakes every day if he admitted to murders.
Yeah. BTK definitely inflated some of his.
Yes. And I know, because Henry Lee Lucas, basically, a lot of cops were using him to wrap up missing person cases that they didn't want to actually investigate.
Mm-hmm.
So they would call him. He got to answer the phone on his own hotline. Like, he would just be sitting there and be like, hey, that's me.
He had a lazy boy recliner in his cell.
Oh, no, he had, like,
PlayStation.
They would keep giving him shit for everything he admitted to. So he just gets fat in prison and is admitting to, like, they'll take it and they'll be like, you did this, right? And then he'll take him to the wrong spot.
That depends.
Yeah.
If there's some lasagna in it for me, then maybe.
He'll take him to the wrong spot and they'll be like, I think you meant here. And he'll be like, yep, that's when I did it.
They didn't even feed the West Memphis Three like that when they were making them admit to.
Well, one of them was.
It was the retarded kid.
Special needs.
But they should have at least been feeding him if they were going to trick him like that.
I mean, why wait? I mean, if he's already.
They didn't.
If you're going to. You
why,
don't gotta
why
really,
go the extra mile?
Yeah. What's
Are
the
you
point?
Saying, like, at least give the kids candy?
Is yeah.
That what you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. They, like, were just tricking a retarded kid and you didn't even give him any food.
Yeah. I guess it would have
so
been
that they get, so that me. They get more time off, because that's why they're doing it. They're
yeah.
just like, yeah, I don't want to work. I just want to get this person guilty.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to look into anyone else.
I feel like that was a hit job from the beginning, though, because they wanted Damien Echols out of that town, period. I don't know how you feel. Are you familiar with West Memphis 3?
No.
It's alternative oppression.
On Friday's episode, we go into a deep dive on Uncle Eddie Savitz, the most notorious prolific pedophile in Philadelphia history.
Oh.
So this will be a fun one.
Calling a pedophile prolific.
Yeah, prolific
oh, I don't know how
I'm
else
sorry,
to describe
I thought
it.
That was Epstein.
Oh. Dude, Eddie Savitz, when he got arrested the last time.
He influenced all other pedophiles after
that. Dude, 180 trash bags full of used boys' underwear and socks.
Oh.
Hefty bags?
Yeah.
XLs? Oh, no.
Yeah, and the more you dig into it, you realize he was part of a boys and girls program where he worked with Jerry Sandusky.
Damn.
And then you start to unravel.
They formed a super group?
Yeah.
They really were prolific together.
Yeah, see?
Wait,
yeah,
so
they were like wings.
This
what?
Like
the Dirty Mac.
I think he died in the early 90s.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and he was like, there. It goes up high in the government because they were running like boys and girls clubs and specifically like delivering kids.
And they didn't kill these kids.
No.
So, like the Franklin Mint, something
yeah.
like that, Franklin scandal.
Yeah, yeah. They were just.
So the boys and like the scouts of the boys and girls club.
They
just
would
walking around.
Send out.
Traumatized.
They would send out. So they would basically get one or two kids
yeah.
in a financial relationship and then have them pyramid scheme other kids in.
They did pave the way for Epstein.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's 100%.
It's exactly the model.
Yeah, we go deep into it on Friday, so
ooh.
I don't want to spoil it, but
okay.
let's tell JP a little bit. So the West Memphis 3, was Damien Echols, who's like this weirdo goth kid, and his two friends get arrested for the murder of three young boys who are found in
They're teenagers.
Yeah, they're teenagers. And the town immediately goes into a satanic panic, saying it was a ritual sacrifice.
Oh my God, Damien's so hot.
And that these were, it were satanic murders. One of these boys is mentally challenged, and that's the one they got to admit. That's the evidence they used was his confession.
Yeah.
One of the little kids' like dicks were cut off, like, and they were just by the river.
Christ. Yes.
And so because these kids were like wearing black and like listening to Metallica, they were like targeted, even though it's not like it was some puritanical little town. It was like smack town. Everyone's on meth. And like the documentaries are amazing because the people are fucking crazy.
There's three documentaries.
Paradise Lost, 1, 2, and 3.
Yes. Right? And then so then a bunch of musicians wound up raising a bunch of money for their defense fund.
Yeah, because they were going to, they were on death row. Yeah. One of them was on death
row. I think Damien was.
Yeah. They were going to,
And the more you get it, it's three long docs and each one, they come out with one or two things where you're like, ah, fuck.
The Dixie Chicks stood up.
Yes.
Johnny Depp stood up.
Yes, he did.
I'm trying to think.
That's a great group of people to have behind you.
Yeah. So does it appear like they were not guilty? Or
it's almost impossible that they were there.
Yeah.
Like, there's no evidence tying them to it except some circumstantial shit, I believe.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of the wounds on the kids could have been animals because they were left out in a swamp. As well as, isn't the one kid, so, spoiler, the one kid's stepfather
was a fucking weirdo freak.
Is a bizarro man.
You're telling me those three kids had a weird stepdad involved? Yeah. I don't believe it.
And one of the things that they're using in the case is that these the bodies had human bite marks on them. Their step, the one stepdad, got all his teeth removed after.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's, I don't know.
And, like, the parents are all, every single one of them, of the victims, their parents are insane. Like, one of them is, like, praying that the boys, the teenagers, get raped in prison and in hell. Like, is all being documentary.
And then eventually, like, one of the stepdads gives the filmmakers, as a present, a folding knife. And they take it back and open it up, and it's covered in human blood. And people are still going, I think these kids did it. He gave the filmmaker,
it's that fucking
what is
Marilyn Manson,
very likely the murder weapon. And people are like, nah, I still think it's the kid with the long black hair.
Yeah, it's an amazing documentary.
Yeah, if you want to get, if you really want to, how did you feel about The Staircase? Are you guys
like
familiar
with the woman,
that?
With the wife, that was
The Staircase Peterson?
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a while since I've seen it, too. That's why I'm...
I watched it on DVD when Netflix was still DVDs. Yeah. I watched the first 10 episode doc.
Yeah.
Then they did the... it was Toni Collette in the...
HBO. Mm-hmm.
In the HBO one. And I got to tell you,
I love her.
One of the most unexpected but realistic ass-eating scenes in media history. Because they just cut to her bent over the kitchen counter, and he's in there.
It's on Max now, did you say?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
But what's great the timestamp on that scene?
Great piece of business. And they go over all the different, like,
different
ways it could
scenarios.
Have happened.
Yeah.
Like a Rashomon type of different... Everyone has a different story.
Yeah, and they act out each one.
It's on Netflix, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
But
the documentary is,
The original
What's
10 episode
doc. The ass eating.
Yeah.
The Toni Collette.
Yeah, it's still called The Staircase.
Okay.
The original... I just remember from the documentary, the guy's 911 call, because they say he's an actor.
Yeah.
Or something. He took acting classes at least, and his 911 call is like, oh no, my woman. My love, she's dead. It was the most rehearsed sounding
call I've ever heard.
And isn't there like an owl? thing. They're like an owl. They get got
into
in.
That after the first documentary.
Yeah.
So first of all, what's great about it is they do a very good job of convincing you he's innocent and then giving you information where you're like, fuck, and then convincing you he's innocent and then dropping another thing.
Yeah.
So first thing, they find a ton of military-themed gay porn on his computer. And he was a famous...
Sure.
He wrote military fiction.
You thought the original Major Payne was funny.
Well, look what it did to one of the Wayans.
Yeah, that's right.
So you find out immediately he has boyfriends for years. He has this huge collection of military-themed gay porn. And he says, well, me and my wife had an arrangement. She knew I was bisexual. And you know, all right.
Yeah.
And then at about a halfway point, they go, oh, he was married before, but she died. And they go, oh, how? And they go, she was found dead at the bottom of a staircase. And his lawyer goes, you got to tell us that. Like, you got to.
I didn't think it would come up.
You got to let. So then they have to go to Germany and dig her up to do a new autopsy.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful piece of business. I love, they film everything, both sides. And the defense's reason for it was they said that they were so convinced he was innocent that they thought it was a proof that if they showed everything.
Yeah.
But all it is the lawyer is just being like, you fucked us, dude. And at one point he's got to testify and they go, all right, first things first, we got to trim your eyebrows. Because you look fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Also, we're going to give you half of a Valium. Because when you get up there, you start talking too fast. And you find out, like, how... Like, they do mock trials at his house.
Yep.
But, yes, then the owl thing comes out after the first set of doc. And he gets... does he get convicted or not? Then they find out she had owl feathers in her hair. And some of the wounds on her head that they had thought were a fire poker may have been owl claws. And she was hammered and may have actually, it is very possible, was attacked by an owl. Which makes it way funnier.
Yes.
Because then they have to act that out. And after watching this woman be brutally murdered a few times, now it's just owl attack.
The actor who plays the husband plays the owl.
It's like he's just in an owl suit.
Yeah, he just comes in a full owl suit.
Just flying in.
How many stabs does it take to kill a woman? A one, a two, slits your throat, three.
Three.
A three stabs. Okay. Ohio woman charged over wild kindergarten graduation brawl, denies being aggressor.
Mm. Man.
Let's be the judge of that.
Video, please.
So just before I show it to you, the only information that I have as to like what led to this is apparently it's an argument over the seating arrangement. So I think one of them was just trying to like guard a whole bunch of seats for their family, and then an argument started because
good,
of that.
Good, good, good.
It's it looks like the girl waited until the ceremony was over.
Is this girl in the pink that they charged?
Oh, okay.
Oh, she wore her nicest heart pajamas.
She looks like she's wearing a diaper, too. It's in a gymnasium. It's so big. Like, what?
How many kids are in this kindergarten class?
Yeah, where could... you know what? I bet every seat's a good seat at that kindergarten
it's
graduation.
It's like the sphere. Like,
yeah, you can't get a bad seat. There's no obstructed view.
As an ex-early childhood teacher...
I'm listening.
Could 100% see this playing out.
Is it that they think if they're in the front, it means they optically look like better parents?
Oftentimes. I didn't see any balloons or like flowers, but you often will see a lot of that. It's the best day to show up.
Yeah.
You always put your best foot forward to start.
Okay. Put your good pajamas on.
Yeah.
The nice heart pajamas with fuzzy boots.
Yes, absolutely.
She's a diva.
But I couldn't. I need slow-mo because I couldn't tell.
Yeah, let's throw it around the horn again. I love a brawl.
Okay, there's the pink.
Where are the children?
So she's not.
She definitely didn't start.
There's a balloon.
And now she's dragging this woman away. Pajamas is now involved.
She had to take an ass beating and the responsibility?
And is that a black man on the ground?
In the back?
Yeah, like the person in the beginning that's like on the ground. I think, I can't tell.
Let's try it. Let's say it one more time.
Yeah. Listen, if it didn't
that would appear
brawling.
To buy the shoes to be a gentleman.
Yeah.
If they didn't want them brawling, they shouldn't have put out folding chairs.
It would look like, yeah, that is it. They should have had the tables and ladders, too.
They throw some, like, those fluorescent lights in there.
I want to, like,
it's a gym. You know they have bleachers. Just move the set. Like, the kids don't have to be on the stage. These are the things I would have problem solved.
I want to, like, zoom in and see if there's a kid peeking through the curtain, like, scared.
Little cap on.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask you a question as a former teacher? Do parents come drunk to shit like this?
I never had any experiences where, more like, I taught special ed.
Okay.
And then became an administrator.
So they were just drunk when they were pregnant.
So, yes. Also at pickup sometimes. So
okay.
Like, there was one time where I had to, like, intervene to make sure a kid did not go home with that parent. And occasionally for case conferences.
Okay.
Or they would call in instead of come to the conference because of, like, a known drinking problem.
Okay.
So.
Because I only, growing up, one of the kids I went to high school with, dad got caught hammered at a football game, and he got banned.
I feel like that's normal at a football game.
At a kid's football game?
High school football is, like, serious.
He probably had to do something, like.
I think.
Or the police would have had to determine.
If you're a grown, I think, yeah, he was, like, fighting with people, and then got caught having whiskey on him, I think. Okay. I think if you're a grown man getting loaded at a high school football game, it's a real issue.
Pounds on which town?
Yeah.
They take it real seriously.
Like, my hometown sounds like, I feel like that would just happen. Like, a lot of people.
It depends on how good of a high school football player you were.
Oh, yeah.
That's how.
You got to revisit.
Yeah.
And then another, I went to school with one. My one friend had a move because his dad got drunk and walked on, saw his son getting beat up. And walked and just fucking fucked the kid up. And they were gone quick. Shout out to the Yamanashis.
That's kind of nice.
So a kid was beating the shit out of his kid.
Yeah.
I think he broke his arm.
Oh,
my dad beat up a kid because he stole my brother's bike. And so he just got in his truck and started looking for the guy on the bike. And he just got out. And, like, ran up to him while he was biking and shoved him into the woods and grabbed the bike and threw in the truck and then came back and started, like, I guess, kicking the kid, like, more into the woods.
Oh, but then just shoved him. I think that would have been.
Well, I think because
the punishment would have fit the crime.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You could have let that one go.
I don't have a normal. But then I remember the kid's dad came over and then my dad and his dad had a fight in, like, our front yard.
Who won?
My dad.
Nice.
Yeah.
So he's undefeated for the day.
Yeah. I mean, it was just that guy's turn. I had my turn. Everyone had a turn.
It would suck to get your whole family gets beat up by one guy in a day.
We never had to move, though. And I honestly don't remember it being that big of a deal.
No police?
No.
Yeah.
Just redneck.
He just had to take an ass beating from the other dad.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's.
I think that's fair.
That's kind of a good turnout.
Yeah.
I'm not a litigious person. I think we can still square. I think if it's a fair one, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
So growing up, every once in a while, my wrestling coach, if there was going to be, he was the gym teacher, and if there was going to be something, he was a proponent of, we will lock you two in the wrestling room. It's
roll
padded.
Out the mats.
You can't get, you're not going to land on concrete.
Yeah.
You're not gonna hit a wall. Everything's padded, and you two go in there, and you come out when it's done.
That's how men do things.
And I think that maybe we could use a little more of that. I don't know how about you guys feel.
I'd rather do that than go through the courts.
100%.
Yeah.
I'll put on a little singlet and some headgear.
I don't even know how to sue someone. I don't think
landlord.
I believe in suing anyone, but I don't even think I would know how if I did believe in it.
You got to get a lawyer.
But like, that sounds like so much.
Yeah, it does sound like I'd rather just settle
it's ultimately just a really intense delivery of papers.
Yeah, I feel like I'd just take the L on pretty much anything. Like the NYPD stole my car recently and I'm just like, okay.
I'm out real hot, and then I would give up.
When you say stole your car,
they
repossessed.
They illegally towed it.
Okay.
And then they were like, we're selling it. Because I didn't know that they had towed it.
Because you weren't keeping track of your vehicle.
Yeah, but they they had no grounds. Like they made up a reason to tow my car that was parked very illegally.
Okay.
They took it and then they tried to.
Is your car black?
No, it's white. Hmm. It's a white Corolla.
Well, now I don't even know what the reason could have been.
Now it's not a car because it doesn't exist to me anymore. But I'm just like, well, it's kind of easier to not have a car here.
How long did it take you to notice your car was missing?
Like 2 weeks because of the blizzard. It was during the blizzard.
Okay.
Oh, you couldn't even find it. It's a white car.
Yeah,
no chance.
It's impossible.
It's going to be fine. Like, it's out there. And. Yeah, not great. Do I have some fault in the story? Sure, but like it was more like
they
I definitely
have a
could
responsibility to notify you.
I could sue, definitely, but there's no way. I just don't have that fight in me.
It seems like an uphill battle. Unless you had a really powerful team behind you.
Well, when I went to the lot to go get stuff out of my car, cuz they wouldn't let me take my car either. It was a whole thing. The cop that drove me to my car was like, you should definitely sue us.
But if you sue for a reasonable figure, I think you can win. I think they'll just settle if it's not like a crazy amount of money.
I think
yeah,
so
you'd
too,
sue though. The tow company. And yeah. they're prepared for that. They just like
yeah, they have insurance for that, I would assume.
Yeah, we'll see.
I encourage you to look into your options. Or have someone do it for you.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds better.
Just show up at your nearest police
Honestly,
precinct with
I'll
your fist
I'll look up
taped.
New York law. I looked up Florida law very deeply.
Florida?
There's Florida law?
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Especially for elderly people.
Oh, yeah.
A tow company took advantage of my boyfriend's parents like right on their deathbed. And
damn, they took a jazzy scooter?
They sold a 35. Actually, they didn't even sell it. They acquired a $35,000 Jeep because nobody showed up to the auction.
Wow.
And they did not do everything by the book 100%. Mm-hmm. But basically, in the end, we found out we weren't going to get anywhere. So we did eventually give up. But
yeah, Florida
sounds like
crazy.
You
That's
have
right.
much more of a case.
I think I do. I think I just don't care. I'm like, I learned a lesson and I'll move on.
Yeah, you learned a car's worth of a lesson.
Yes.
I think that's
and
fair.
And like a lot of money, but like it's fine.
Yeah, a car's worth of money.
But money is not real. That's how I feel. It
okay.
comes
you
as fast
to worry
as it
about
goes.
Parking it and yeah. where she can park
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like I'm actually kind of saving money by not having a car.
100%.
You know? So.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
I wonder how fun it is to go to police auctions.
It seems awesome.
It does seem really
fun. And it's not
fun.
Like the insurance companies, when they repossess, they try to get the most that they can. The cop car, like the NYPD tow lot, they're just trying to sell it for anything. Mm-hmm. So you could get a car for very cheap.
That them. Would be sick. I want a car with bullet holes in it.
Yeah, I'm sure you
I want
could
something
get that.
Done in a horrible crime. That would be
it's
fun.
Got to have a good backstory.
Yeah, I want something fucked up to happen in that car. You get a haunted car like Christine? That would be sick. I have a friend that goes to auctions after trials and buys pieces of serial killers' houses.
Whoa. So
she goes with John Waters. What?
They don't just have estate sales?
It's a bit different. It's stuff that was used in the trial. So okay, she has the pulleys from Ed Gein's apartment. From Ed Gein's farm, excuse me.
That's very controversial
yes.
that stuff was sold.
Yes. She has the numbers off of Dahmer's door.
Oh, my God.
She has a bunch of cool shit.
I think Peter. That's cool. Like, some people collect Nazi shit. Like,
yeah.
That's,
yeah.
to me, way weirder.
Charles Manson is a nice combination of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get both.
Scratch all those itches with one.
Yeah, you have a good point.
This Nazi shit used to belong to Charles Manson.
Yeah. Lemmy cool. from Motorhead, his entire wall in his apartment was SS knives. And it's not great optically.
No. Damn.
But he just, I think he just liked knives.
But see, whoever...
Hey, man, I need to spread some jam on my toast.
Yeah.
Grab me that.
But see, whoever gets that, like, it's almost, like, less weird because it was Lemmy's, if you buy that. You know what I mean?
Pretty
if you're just
cool.
a fan of Lemmy, you're like, sure.
The SS Blades.
But Lemmy's weird as fuck for having that.
Yeah, but he also... spent his whole life playing video poker broke. Oh yeah, that's his wall.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's
he had a few.
That is alarming.
he had a few.
I guess you could look at it as like they were taken off of German soldiers. They're like trophies of war.
I could see using that as justification.
Trying to,
especially would he be of the age? He was probably very little.
He's English, right? They didn't care for the Nazis.
He probably might have been a very young kid getting bombed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. Didn't Ozzy have memories of World
of,
War
like,
II?
Like the Blitz? Was he that old?
So that might almost be like...
Okay.
He might have been shipped off.
That might feel cool, like taking it back.
Yeah.
They got all the kids out of London. They shipped them off to the countryside. So the adults stayed in the underground tubes while
okay.
they were bombed.
There we go.
Good enough to me.
That would make sense. Lemmy's also spent his entire life in front of a video poker machine.
Respect.
He lived by a bar and he would just go sit and play video poker all day. Like, he had no.
That does something to a person.
Shit to do. That was his thing all day, every. Like, I think they saved his seat now at that bar.
I would have loved to know his system.
Yeah.
You know? If I
it wasn't
money.
Good.
If I had money, I would own a slot machine and do the same thing all day.
Well, he didn't own it. He was putting his money into. He put so much in, he could have just got the slot machine in the house and played for his money. But instead, he spent all day playing video poker. Just
you don't get the same dopamine hit from that.
I remember I listened to an interview with somebody that managed him at one point and how he was always broke. And he couldn't figure out. They're like, Lemmy, you had one hit and you've been touring for 40 years. But I do believe he wrote Mama, I'm Coming Home for Ozzy.
Okay.
And Kiss from a Rose for Seal.
Very obscure fact.
That was Lemmy.
Shannon, could you... somebody wrote Mama, I'm Coming Home for Ozzy, and I want to say it might be Lemmy.
I mean, it's a nice way for a sober person to support the bar that they're going to.
Yes.
You know?
Well, he was not.
He was not at all.
No, he was...
He was double supporting.
He was playing that game with the Nazi knife, jamming it between his fingers on the bar.
It says it was co-written by Ozzy, Zakk Wylde, and Lemmy.
Yep. There we go. He was pouring money into... Didn't speak. There's a story of Lemmy that James Gunn told... the guy who made Guardians and the new Superman.
Okay.
He started out in indie movies in the company I work for. And they took Lemmy to a strip club after the shoot for the day. And they said they were just sitting down. And Lemmy runs at them. And is like, we have to go home. And they're like, what? He goes, we have to go fucking home. He spit his teeth out at a stripper by accident. His polydent gave out, and he accidentally spit his dentures in a stripper's face while he was getting a lap dance.
He had security on him so fast.
And
what, just for tipping?
Yeah. So James Gunn told that story on the Adam Carolla show, and I was interning at Troma at the time, and Lemmy's people called Troma, and they're like, we need James Gunn's address. And they're like, why? Like, because we're sending people to beat the shit out of him.
For telling
not
that
like
story.
We're sending a cease and desist.
Yeah, no, we're sending a bunch of like British thugs.
I think that would be much more effective
to
as
go
a cease
beat
and
the
desist.
Shit out of him. And so then Troma had to make a tribute to Lemmy video in exchange that he would not do that.
Fair trade.
That was just a regular thing I had to deal. That was a day in that office. He was the man, though. He did our movies for a bottle of Maker's Mark.
Hell yeah.
That was all he asked for. It was a bottle of Maker's Mark, and then you brought some of the girls from the set would come hang out. He didn't touch them. He didn't do anything. He just liked having girls in the room.
Yeah.
Very respectful and just loaded. Can't understand a goddamn word he says in the movie. We had to put subtitles over him. But God bless President Lemmy.
His teeth are still at the Spearmint Rhino. That's made him even more hard to understand.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. That's right, stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and getting a little bit of kratom at a time and you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com today, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for one of its many, many benefits, there's only one place in the world, and there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the program. Here's a fun one. Dog born with second penis undergoes surgery for ultra-rare birth defect. Shannon.
To add a third.
So the pictures are a little blurred, but you'll kind of get it on the show, too.
I hope.
A back penis?
Yeah, it was kind of like attached to his leg, and his leg was also deformed. It's like fused at the joint. Mm-hmm. And then there's another angle of it.
Oh, it's hard?
Does it still have a red rock?
It's still lipstick.
Oh, I want the uncensored. What is this, Japan?
I'm good.
Yeah. No, if it was Japan, that would be lunch.
Yeah.
And they got it, Shannon? They took care of this poor pup? Did they get rid of the deformed leg?
They didn't get rid of it. No, they fixed it, I guess. They fixed his leg, and it helped the quality of his life. And they said that the other penis was non-functioning anyway, so it would have jeopardized his health.
You know, people always talk about dog dicks and dog balls as far as something you see. Sometimes people don't note that some dogs have really sloppy vaginas.
Oh, my dog had a fat pussy when she went into heat, but I got her fixed.
Okay.
But it was like shocking because she's so small. It was like taking up half her size. Like it was.
My friend had a pit bull.
You could just see it.
A girl pit bull. And when she was in heat, she had to wear a diaper.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because she would just fucking wreck the joint with fucking grossness.
Yeah.
And this thing had like lips on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like it was notable from a distance.
But like this is why girl dogs are better, because boy dogs, like girl dogs, their pussies are like away. Like if you're rubbing a dog's belly, you're also giving it a hand job when it's a guy, and I hate that.
I think you're rubbing too low.
It's like in the middle of their fucking belly.
I think you can avoid it.
You can, but like if you're like talking to someone and you're like,
I jerked off the dog again.
Damn it. It just feels really crazy.
I was on the phone.
Like, why isn't it further down like the pussies are on a dog?
Probably for access.
The mounting.
I think I don't like boy dogs for that reason.
One too many red rockets.
And they open up inside. And you have to wait until it goes down to separate dogs. Because my dog got raped in front of me, and I tried to separate.
Oh.
And it was not a thing.
Were they stuck butt to butt?
Yes, because they tried to run away.
Oh, God.
And wow, like a Chinese finger trap.
It was really
It's a rough one.
I have a... there's nothing funnier to me than the idea of a big dog and a little dog having sex. But then sometimes you see the result of it, and it does look like God's mistake.
Oh, like the pit bull dachshunds?
Yeah. Because then you think, like, oh, God, I hope this was done artificially.
And I don't think it is.
No, I think it just happens out there.
Yeah, min pins are the spawn of Satan.
Yeah.
Sure. They're not supposed to exist. They're like, very evil-looking little dogs.
Do you think dogs... No, not to be attracted to dogs based on like breed, or they just that's a dog, I'll fuck it.
I don't think they think about it too deeply.
Cause like, would a wolf fuck a bulldog?
Probably.
I don't know. I actually don't know. I don't think so.
For the sake of science, can we find out?
I don't think it'd be because of a lack of attraction. I think it would be like, you're behaving different than I do, so we might not be the same.
They could have
like a bulldog's
like,
not gonna act.
Signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it would be funny, the idea of a wolf fucking a bulldog, but then like trying to sneak her out the back and not let the other wolves see in the morning. Like, listen, I'm sorry, man.
I had to jump on the grenade last night, fellas.
I had some fermented grapes.
I'm still the alpha, all right?
Yes, dogs are readily mate with how they breed. Since all domestic dogs belong to the same species, Canis lupus, they are biologically capable of interbreeding because dogs do not recognize breed distinctions. Their mating choices are driven by instinct rather than pedigree.
So bring as long it, as the other dog's not a dumbass.
Yeah, bring it down. Let's read a little
they
more.
They care about personalities more than anything else.
Dogs share the same genetic framework. They can successfully reproduce, create healthy, viable, mixed breed puppies. Dogs do not understand or care about breed standards, so they don't see race.
They don't see color. They don't see breed.
They only recognize the scent and behavioral cues of a potential mate. Oh, I was thinking it says size differences.
Mm-hmm.
While a small male can technically impregnate a large female, extreme size disparities such as a Chihuahua and a Great Dane. Now I'm just picturing Scooby-Doo and the Taco Bell dog.
Right.
Often make natural mating physically impossible or unsafe. A female must be in heat to be receptive to a male. However, intact males pursue any female in heat regardless of her breed. If a very large male mates with a much smaller female, it can be dangerous for potentially leading to injuries during the tie when the dogs are temporarily locked together or complications. With the price, does that mean the puppies are too big to be in her? Maybe
that can be because
a lot of dogs die from giving birth. I think that's like a common thing.
Man, you are sunshine in a bag, aren't you?
But you can get a dog abortion.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, because my friend's big ass pit bull
Ruff
that has
Wade.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't overturn that one.
No, it's still legal.
Thank God, but they're only pregnant for like 2 months.
Dogs. Oh, so you got to do it quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it real quick.
In Texas, it's a 5-day limit.
Yeah. All right. We are almost out of here. Let's do one or two more quick things. Here we go. You know what? Let's end on one of our favorite things. Horrible accidents. Woman knocked down and rolled over by her own car. One fun one to end the day on, huh?
That's the bright side of getting your car stolen by
Like, it's not, this
you
isn't
don't have to
happen.
Worry about
that. That will literally never happen to
you. Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, you saw that back wheel go up.
Where is that?
It looks like a European model. A Renault.
Okay, I don't think it went over her face for a second.
That's what I thought, too.
It seems like, she's...
It
you got to
like
feel
like right here.
You got to
like,
feel like a real
moving,
silly
yeah.
goose.
Yeah.
To run yourself over.
Wait, what was she even doing? I'm confused.
Yeah, Shannon, bring that. Was she checking the
She was checking the battery under the hood. I
it worked.
Uh-huh.
Still running.
Just wasn't in park.
You got to feel like a real Isn't that how the kid from Star Trek died?
Yes.
Anton Yelchin
it rolled down
over?
His driveway. Like he was checking his mail or something, and the car rolled down the driveway and hit him.
It kind of looks like it's actually going up more than it is going down a hill. At first, I was like, maybe it's because it's going down.
No, I think yes.
She was pretty much fine. She didn't have any fractures, any serious injuries.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she was
just
okay.
A fractured ego.
Not like an Indian.
No. Well, so we play a game on the show, Indians versus. It started as Indians versus trains. Because they don't have a lot of safety regulations.
Yeah.
And there is, I mean, countless hours of CCTV footage of Indian people running themselves over, getting run over by steamrollers, touching live wires. Like, there was a guy that, can we show them, Shannon, before we get out of here? This will be our last thing. Have you guys ever seen the drunk guy that goes to sit and he doesn't realize it's a giant bowl of soup?
No.
We'll call it on this one. Shannon, do you remember that video?
I don't.
Just
it's an Indian guy?
I want to say it is. Sits in boiling pot.
This was just a dream Zach had. Actually.
Yeah.
It was boiling?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like soup that was put
is
out.
Is it the porridge one?
Maybe. Let me see.
Oh, porridge is even worse.
So he's drunk. Dead. He goes to sit. Well, I assume he's drunk.
I want you to think of the worst guy
Sorry, let me find a better one.
It's okay. Don't worry.
Who's making soup hot enough to kill you, though?
These people.
They didn't have the McDonald's like suing thing. Remember when McDonald's got sued for the hot coffee?
The contents of
and that,
they
by the way,
haven't had that in India.
Is a was a horrible injury. Like,
yeah.
So we've talked about that before. That was actually a really horrible injury, and they were totally at fault. But McDonald's hired a PR team to begin to spread stories saying that it was litigious.
Yeah.
And like, who doesn't know that coffee's hot?
Yeah.
So instead of, they tried to make her look stupid instead of them look, because the coffee was like 20 or 30 degrees over what it was supposed to be.
They were victim blaming.
Yes, 100%. Shannon, did you find a better one?
I'm not going to stop eating it, but that is
all right. Put his hands on a boy real quick. Get out of here, you little scamp. Hold on. Hold on. I'm fine.
The edge isn't hot.
I got it. I'm all right. I'm okay. Oh. And now he's dying.
No, fuck that guy in the yellow shorts, because he knew it was about to happen and he pointed and laughed and then he pretended he was helping him.
Wait, wait.
Oh. And yeah.
Dude, you're fucking up the gray suit.
No, his balls are literally melting.
Oh, he
died. Like...
He dies in there.
God, that's horrible.
Okay.
That's got to be hard to explain to the family. Like, we have bad news and good news.
We have terrible news about Stu.
But and do you also... think that just happens a lot there?
I think it happens more than you think.
Yeah, I think so too.
I bet it's a way. Like, I bet at least one person has been told, "We're really sorry, your uncle fell in a bowl of soup," and they went, "I knew it." That you
he
know,
was drunk, wasn't he?
Yeah,
it was only
drunk,
a matter
right?
of time.
You know what? Grandma said he was going to go like that. All right, that's our show. Thank you so much to JP McDade, Molly Vivant, and Heather May. Check out JP's special in Brooklyn from Brooklyn.
You got it, in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. I'll be on tour with Heather May June the 4th through 7th with Crack Amico, and we will be back this Friday with a bonus episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Morning Zoo.
Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down.